from the BBC that there are 2,000 people here today. Friends, me and my family came to this country as refugees from Somalia by the love and compassion this country showed us. We made this city, the first city of sanctuary, our home, where we felt welcomed with open arms. Britain should be a tolerant and compassionate country, but our so-called leader Theresa May does not represent that, and is staying silent and is inactive in the face of these policies spouted by the fascist that is Trump to safeguard what she so calls her special relationship. Friends, we need to send her the message that timidly expressing concern is not enough and that pressure and action is needed. There are many people who are migrants, refugees, people with dual nationality and even international students that are living with such insecurity. And to them and all those around the world who are fighting back, my solidarity goes out to all of them, as an injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. I promise I'll keep it short, just to finish off with, as always, the struggle against Islamophobia, racism and xenophobia continues. And it's our collective responsibility, wherever we are, to fight it, as staying silent is no longer an option. Staying silent is siding with the oppressor, and we cannot allow that to happen. Thank you, and God bless everyone.